Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Executive Functioning Activities, Exercises, and Strategies to Engage Your Child and Help Them. Organize Their Thoughts by Melissa Rose, LPC, MHSP, NCC, is a practical parenting and child development workbook focused on strengthening executive functioning in children through play-based exercises. It is aimed at adults who support children, including parents, teachers, counselors, and clinicians, rather than at children themselves as independent readers. The book centers on everyday skills such as planning, flexibility, impulse control, emotional regulation, attention, and organization, presenting them through games, crafts, and guided activities that are meant to be accessible and engaging. Its purpose is not to explain executive function in a theoretical way, but to translate those skills into usable exercises that adults can introduce at home, in school, or in therapeutic settings. In that sense, the book sits between a parenting guide and a skills workbook, with an emphasis on helping children build self-regulation and structured thinking through repeated practice. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, using play as the main teaching tool for executive skills. A defining feature of the book is its reliance on play rather than formal instruction. The activities are designed to feel like games, which matters because executive functioning is often difficult to teach directly to young children in abstract terms. By turning skill practice into a playful task, the book lowers resistance and increases participation, especially for children who struggle with attention or frustration tolerance. This approach also aligns with how many children learn best at developmental ages roughly 4 to 12, where movement, novelty, and immediate feedback are often more effective than discussion alone. The value of the play-based model is that it lets adults target serious cognitive and behavioral skills without making the child feel tested or corrected. Instead of asking a child to understand planning, the adult can guide them through an activity that requires planning. Instead of lecturing about self-control, the child practices waiting, shifting, or stopping within the game itself. That makes the method practical, repeatable, and adaptable to different settings. Secondly, building planning, flexibility, and organization through hands-on tasks. The book is especially centered on executive functions that support organized thinking and goal-directed action. Planning and organization are not treated as isolated academic skills, but as habits that affect how children approach routines, play, schoolwork, and problem-solving. The activities reportedly target areas such as flexibility, time management, and structured decision-making, which are important because children often struggle not with knowing what to do, but with managing the sequence, transitions, and adjustments required to do it. Flexibility is a key focus because children with weaker executive skills may become stuck when rules change or when an activity does not go as expected. By practicing shifts in thinking through guided exercises, they learn to tolerate change and recover more quickly. The emphasis on organization also matters because many children need support in sorting thoughts before they can act on them. A workbook format makes these skills concrete. Children can sort, sequence, choose, revise, and complete tasks in visible steps. That concreteness is one of the book's main strengths. Thirdly, supporting emotional regulation and impulse control in daily routines. Another important dimension of the book is its focus on regulation, not just cognition. Executive functioning includes the ability to manage emotions and physical reactions, so the activities are meant to support children who have trouble pausing, calming down, or staying with a task when they are upset. This is significant because many behavior problems are not simply matters of defiance. They can reflect underdeveloped self-regulation systems. The book's practical value lies in giving adults tools to practice impulse control in low stakes, engaging situations rather than waiting for a meltdown or conflict to occur. That preventive use is more effective than only reacting after behavior has escalated. Emotional regulation activities can help children notice feelings, label them, and respond with more control, which supports classroom behavior, sibling interactions, and transitions between tasks. The workbook format also makes it easier to build these practices into ordinary routines. Because the exercises are brief and activity-based, they can be repeated frequently, helping regulation become a learned skill rather than a one-time discussion. That makes the book useful for both home and therapeutic environments. Fourthly, why a workbook format fits executive functioning intervention. The workbook structure is well-suited to executive functioning because these skills are learned through repetition, cueing, and practice. Children usually do not improve by hearing about planning or self-control once. They improve by doing structured tasks that require those abilities over and over in different contexts. A workbook also gives adults a sense of sequence, helping them choose activities that match a child's current needs rather than improvising from scratch. That structure is especially valuable for professionals and parents who want manageable interventions without needing specialized training. the format can also reduce ambiguity. Executive functioning is a broad term, and many caregivers are unsure where to start. By breaking the concept into individual activities, the book makes the field feel less overwhelming and more actionable. It also supports gradual progress, because adults can revisit the same kind of skill in varied forms. In this way, the workbook format is not just a packaging choice, it is part of the intervention strategy. It reinforces the idea that executive functioning develops through guided practice, not through explanation alone. Lastly, its place within the broader child skills and parenting category, within the broader category of parenting and child skill building books. This title is distinctive because it narrows the focus to executive functioning and then builds the entire approach around activity-based engagement. Many similar books discuss emotional regulation, behavior, or learning support in broad terms, but this one concentrates on the specific mechanisms that underlie organized behavior attention control, planning, flexibility, and impulse management. That specificity gives it a clearer use case than general parenting advice books. At the same time, the book remains accessible enough for non-specialists, which broadens its practical reach. Its strongest value is that it helps adults connect a child's day-to-day struggles with concrete intervention strategies rather than abstract labels. For readers looking for a hands-on, child-friendly guide to executive functioning, this makes it more immediately usable than books that focus mainly on theory. The combination of developmental sensitivity, play-based structure, and practical application is what gives it a clear identity in its category. In conclusion, executive functioning activities, exercises and strategies to engage your child and help them organize. Their thoughts is best suited to parents, teachers, school counselors, child therapists, and other adults who want practical ways to support children with organization, self-control, attention, and emotional regulation. Its main benefit is that it converts a complex developmental topic into activities that can be used in everyday life. Rather than asking adults to become experts in executive function theory, it gives them concrete tools that fit home, classroom, and counseling environments. That makes it useful for children who need repeated practice, visual structure, and low-pressure engagement. The book stands out in its category because it does not treat executive functioning as an abstract concept or as a behavior problem to correct. Instead, it presents these skills as learnable and improvable through guided play. Compared with more general parenting or child development books, it is more focused and more usable for intervention. Well, compared with professional therapy materials, it is more accessible to non-specialists. That combination gives it a practical middle ground specific enough to be helpful, but simple enough to be implemented without extensive training. If you would like to support Melissa Rose, LPC MHSP NCC, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.